This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
Another clue.
713-526-5738.
La la la. Okay, here we go.
Come on,
we're handing it over.
Ringing.
We're leaving. We're leaving.
Phones are ringing. Phones are ringing.
The phones are ringing.
Okay.
Who's
oh,
answering
I heard it?
It?
I just heard it.
Oh my God.
We've got Chris out there.
Is someone going to answer?
Someone's picking up
the phone.
It's going to be a manly voice, though.
All right, I'm going to play this song.
Okay.
I'm leaving.
Okay.
We're leaving.
We're
leaving.
Off. We thank you so much for your phone calls. Thank you so much. We did make our goal tonight, and we did make our membership goal. You guys are fabulous, and we will be here next weekend with a lot more fun for you and hopefully a lot more education.
Education. Get it right here. After Hours is coming up, and I know they're going to educate you.
Hot and bothered education.
Oh, my God. My mother got a suicide. Oh my God, oh my God. Slam, bam, I come on the scene, but like gasoline, you can tell I'm in the tank, like money in the bank. I smell appealing, but I'm toxic, cause then you reeling, without an inkling, keep you thinking. Cause you gave cash to the feds, left your school district for dead, fuck you up in the head, but still they saying nothing's wrong, selling fire water by outlawing the bong. Still believing the system is working, while half of my people are still out of working. Anonymous notes left in the pockets and coats of judges and jurors from Frisco to Jersey. Threats and protests, politicians, mob debts, trumped up charges and phony arrests. Staged a lethal injection the night before the election, cause he got donation from the prison guards union. Oh my God, him and my mother got a student suicide team. Oh my God, him and my mother got a sleeping genocide team. Oh my God, him and my mother got a sleeping suicide team. Listen in to my stethoscope on a rope. Eternal lullabies, human cries, thumps and silence. The language of violence, algorithmic, cataclysmic, seismic, biorhythmic. You can make a life longer, but you can't save it. You can make a clone and then you try to enslave it. Stealing DNA samples from the unborn and then you coming after us because we sampled a James Brown horn. Scientists who's got this progress. A four-headed sheep is their latest project. CIA running like they're Jones from Indiana, but they still won't talk about that Jones in Guyana. This ain't no cartoon. No one slips on bananas. You really think that that car killed Diana? Hell, I shot Ronald Reagan. I shot JFK. I slept with Marilyn. She sung me happy birthday. Oh, my God. My mother got a student suicide scene. Oh, my God. My mother got a student genocide scene. Oh, my God. Politicians got lipstick on the collar. The whole media started to holler. But I don't give a fuck who they screwing in private. I wanna know who they screwing in public. Robbing, cheating, stealing, white collar, criminal, McDonald eating. You deserve a beating. Send your home a weeping with the fat bill for your Caribbean weekend. But just about anything they can bust us. False advertising saying whores of justice. You telling the youth don't be so violent. Then you drop bombs on every single continent. Mandatory minimum sentence. Cause he got caught with a pocket full of medicine. Do that again, another 10. Up in the pen, I feel so mad I wanna bomb an institution. Singing, oh my God. My mother got a sleeping suicide scene. Oh my God. You hear my mother got a sleeping suicide scene. Oh my God. You hear my mother got a sleeping suicide scene. Oh my. Oh my God. Oh my God. And we say, na, 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 na,
Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Hello, Houston, Galveston, and the world. This is After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. My name is Chris Harrison, and I will be your producer for this evening. Start off with a little bit of news for everyone. Normally, at this point, you know, I shut up for a second, let Jimmy get a word in edgewise. Jimmy Carper is not with us this evening. Saying a lot of words lately here. Jimmy is currently in Park Plaza Hospital. This past Wednesday, he was feeling some problems and was taken to the emergency room where it was discovered his appendix was inflamed. By the time they got him on the operating table, it had ruptured. And now we're looking at that there may be some other medical problems that arose from this or for some other reason, but he is still in the hospital this time, and he is grumpy, he's crabby, you know, he's got tubes going in, tubes coming out. He is asking no visitors, please. I couldn't even get up to see him this evening, so send along your best wishes and thoughts and prayers to him, and hopefully he will be here next week. His plans of Seattle have most definitely been canceled, so he will, once he's able to return, he will return here to After Hours. So, once again, like I said, Jimmy is not here right now, and we are hoping that things will get better on that, and he will be joining us here back at the station as quickly as possible. So, one of the ways you can show, you know, I guess I'm going to feel a little Republican saying this, but one of the ways you can show your love and support for Jimmy is this is our marathon pledge. And, you know, I think that would perk him up if we can go in and tell him, you know, we've met our goals. They're not high goals. They're average goals for us. And we could use your pledge of support, you know, not just for Jimmy, but for the fact that we're back here home where we belong, where we felt we belonged on Saturday nights, and let everyone know that you appreciate we're back. And, you know, like Hot and Bothered was talking about, you know, they've got their MBB listeners. We've got our MBB listeners. And we also have another special type of listener out there on our show that's the youth. who are sometimes physically sitting in a closet right now listening to this show and wanting to be able to reach out and find a connection with somebody. And that's why we need your support. 713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT. We've got plenty of people here. Roy's here. Robert's here. David is here. We just need your support to help this show and the station go on. You know, it's an amazing thing that we can come here, and for 18 and a half years, you have had Queer Radio with Attitude. You have had, you know, I like to say, you know, Queer Voices maybe Nightline, and we're more, I'm not sure if it's more Colbert Report or Daily Show. But we need for you to step up to the plate and show your support for this show. And let us grow. Let us continue in this wild experiment of independent radio. And, you know, you may not agree with anything we say. You may agree with everything we say. You know, but at least show your support for the fact that people can stand up here and say it. We're going to play a little bit of music here. I haven't even had a chance to get into my email to see if there's any anything's going on. I know the Debris sisters had a thing earlier today, their show for in honor of Joel Eisenhower. Unless I think I just mispronounced his last name. Whoops. So what I'm going to play some music, and then I'm going to figure out where we're at. Diane Rose is here, so we'll have the Diane Rose show. And stick around. Once again, call in your pledge of support, 713-526-5738. If you'd rather do it on the Internet, go to www.kpft.org. You can pay it safe and secure on your plastic. We don't have any of the special gifts, but we do have all the standard ones you can get here at KPFT if you want one of the radios that we have there. I'll go through the list and pull up their t-shirts, mugs, you name it. But you know why you listen to KPFT After Hours. You know what it's all about. And we just need to hear from you. 713-526-5738. I'm going to play one of my favorite songs here from the Queerest Folk USA CD number one, Heather Small. And the song is Proud. This is After Hours.
Reflections of the fears I know I've left behind. I step out of the ordinary. I can feel my soul ascending. I'm on my way, can't stop. Yeah.
Kevin Cahoon and his song, Can I Have This Dance, his cover of that. I had to play that because Diane always was saying she liked peppy music. We don't play enough peppy music. So she steps in here and she hears the intro. And I turn it up here so she can hear that slow old-fashioned, Can I?
And it was country western, I might add.
So then all of a sudden it shifts gears into that, you know, that punk version.
Much better.
Of it.
Much better.
I mean, I really like to, I get to listen to more of his songs and see what we can play in that. If you go to his website, kevincahoon.com, you'll actually, there's video clips of his performances on Law and Order. Wow. He was on an AMC series of an old-fashioned movie theater, and he played one of the ushers, and you go through and you see all these clips. We have a couple of songs on there that we really like. They're really peppy. That and his version of Doll, his song called Doll, which has a couple has music videos for.
That's Doll, not Dog, right?
No, Doll.
Doll. Okay.
He played with dolls.
Ah.
So, He's kind of a new favorite on here, and he's cute, so. That doesn't always help, because we've seen some cute artists that their music, you know, really takes a while for us to put on.
Yeah.
Before that was Heather Small with the song Proud, and we opened the song, a show, didn't tell everyone, but that should have been your first clue that Jimmy wasn't here, because we opened the show with Sylvester. You know, it's some strange reason he's not here, I tend to pull out the 1970s gay disco music. So
we those were the days.
Sylvester with Do You Wanna Funk. And part of the reason what hit me with that, I was watching a special last night, a Whoopi Goldberg special she did for HBO. And when her show ended, if I remember, that was the... I know it was Sylvester. I think it was Do You Wanna Funk was playing in the background.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like... I gotta play that song.
You know, I love that song. It's a great song.
Need something a little peppy on that. Once again, this is Marathon. We need your pledge of support for this show, for this station. And you can do that at 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT, or you can always, if you don't want to do it on the phone, send it on the net at kpft.org. And you can put your pledge safely and securely. And as always, our playlist will be available. This time it'll be tomorrow or Monday. I'm not going to be doing it live here on the air like I normally do. At myspace.com/afterhourskpft. And you can get the playlist we have for tonight and all the links to the artists that I can find.
Also, I want to remind everybody, of course, that donation is 100% tax-free.
It's tax-deductible. And like I said, I've been working on trying to get some specialty gifts for our show, and it hasn't come through yet. You know, I've tried to go through the KPFT, the Pacifica Archive, and found some of the kind of music that some of the speeches some of the other stations may have covered that would be of interest, and we're going to work on trying to get that. But right now, you know, we've got the standard ones. You can get a T-shirt at $60. We've got a special event T-shirts and news T-shirts at $75. A coffee mug at $75. T-shirts at $90. Baseball cap. The $120 level is the KPFT Lobman.
What is a Lobman?
It is a mini radio that just hooks onto your ear.
Oh.
Basically, so it looks like you have a hearing aid.
Is it like one of those Bluetooth things?
I'm thinking so. So if you can't afford Bluetooth, if your phone doesn't do Bluetooth, if you want something to make it look like you got Bluetooth, $120 will get you the KPFT Lobman, and you can listen to KPFT wherever. And we've got this other one, which is perfect for some of our people. It's a hand crank radio.
Oh, I've seen those. Those are handy for, like, hurricanes and stuff. You lose power, you can't find a battery.
Yeah, and it has all seven national oceanic, the NOAA weather channels, plus weather alert. AM, FM, it's got a flashlight. It even has a cell phone charger.
Wow.
And all you do is you crank the handle. And you can get that for a pledge of $150, which is new to this event, and I think they've got pictures of that on the web at kpft.org. So, like I said, call in your pledge of support. Do it for us. Do it for Jimmy. Do it for whatever. Do it for your mother. It's Mother's Day, technically.
That's right.
You know, this week we call it the Saturday the 13th, but, you know, it is Mother's Day.
And we're the mother of all radio stations.
Oh, yes.
And what are the odds that she has a hand crank radio yet?
Exactly.
Yeah, well, my mother's got a hand crank,
I'm
but it's my
saying.
Father.
TMI.
Yeah, but, you know, donate to your mother. You gay men out there, you know, I was surprised. I went into a gay bookstore and video store here in the Montrose. I'm not going to name names. I'm just going to say it was a gay bookstore. And I looked in the card section, and I didn't find a Mother's Day card. And I went up to the counter, and I go, do you don't have any Mother's Day cards? And they go, surprisingly not.
Weird.
A gay bookstore without Mother's Day cards?
I can't understand it.
I know.
Even gay boys have mothers.
Well, you know, depending on who you listen to, it's the mother's fault, you know.
Oh.
It's either the domineering mother or the absent father. Actually, I have my own suspicion on what really causes homosexuality
on
that.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you want to share that with us, Chris?
It's rabid conservatism.
You know?
Newt Gingrich's sister, Mary Cheney.
You might have something there. I think it's in the genes.
Me.
Alan Keyes.
Yeah. Yeah. My father was one of those, you know, back during the Vietnam War, he had hair down to his crack and peace, love, and all that. And as soon as it started to fall out, it suddenly like, let me shift over here towards the right. And, you know. So
that was his hair that was falling out, or his crack that was falling out?
A little of both.
Y'all, I'm going to take this opportunity to introduce my guest tonight. I've got a very special guest, and many of you have heard her name, Carol Wyatt. That's right, Carol Wyatt of Social Notes in the Wednesday night meeting.
Stop.
Carol's been really active in our community. She's done a lot. You're involved a lot with the Pride.
Yeah.
Tell us a little about that.
Well, you know, June's coming up, which is Pride Month, and things are really hopping. So since you've given me this vehicle, let me do my two-minute commercial here. The Pride Parade and Festival, Saturday, June 24th. The festival runs from 2 in the afternoon till the parade starts. Parade starts at 8:45. And my special area of interest is the Friends of Pride program. And that is a way for you as individuals to donate some money to help support Pride. And we give you cool stuff in return. Now, we're not in the T-shirt and hand crank radio category. Y'all pretty much have that cornered.
Yeah, we've got it cornered.
So we had to figure out something else that we could give our Friends of Pride. So starting for as little as $75 for an individual or $125 for a couple, you get tickets to our wine tasting event, which is our signature thank you event to be held on, I think it's June 16th this year. Very nice upscale event with 15 different wines, great food, great venue and atmosphere.
It is. I went to that last year. It was fabulous.
Well, there you have it, an unsolicited testimonial.
Right.
We've added a new thing this year. You get into the festival free, and we're actually roping off a VIP viewing area for right in front of the main stage. You'll be looking up Taylor Dane's nostrils. That's just
all
what I'm
right.
saying. Also, the VIP Friends of Pride hospitality tent featuring complimentary water and Red Bull, hold on to your hat, and the complimentary porta potty reserved just for your peeing pleasure.
Ah.
We cap off the evening by taking you over to the Friends of Pride bleacher area, where we're continuing our reserved porta potty theme because it's so popular. Private cash bar, really the best seat in the house for viewing the parade. It's right across from the judges' stand. It's elevated, so and it's just party central.
So nobody's standing in front of you.
Heck
and
no.
You got a cash bar there.
Got a cash bar. You got everybody. We're goodie bags. I mean, it's just a big old party scene, and you're elevated so you can really see things. I'm doing the hand signal for elevated for those of you at home. So you can sign up by visiting our website, www.fophouston.org. And thanks for letting me do a commercial about that.
Well, speaking of commercials, aren't you involved in the gay rodeo thing?
No, not actually.
What's that thing that you're doing for the rodeo? You were raising money for the rodeo at one point.
Oh, you know, I had some friends who were involved with TGRA, and last year they came to me and said the rodeo is going to be in Houston this year. Would you make us the beneficiary for your big Christmas party? And I have a Christmas party at my house every year.
An awesome party.
Thank you. It's about 300 people, and we do it to raise money for a different
300
charity.
Women.
Lots of women, that's true. And nice-looking women, if
very
I do
nice.
Say so myself.
Very nice-looking women.
So anyway, I did it. I made them the beneficiary of that party. And in return, sort of unexpectedly, they asked me to be the Grand Marshal of the rodeo.
Oh, wow.
Last year. So that's
cool.
That's really the extent of my involvement. And there's really a painful story about being the Grand Marshal of the rodeo that we'll come back to some other day.
Oh, but I'd love to hear it. But that's not what we're here to talk about tonight. Tonight, one of Carol's favorite topics and mine, too. Rant on Bush. Have we just had it with this guy or what? Is the rest of the world waking up and saying, hey, maybe we were mistaken on his character?
Well,
I think there might be a problem here.
Could be. The polls are, the latest poll, he's down to 29% now.
Wow.
I don't know what it would take for that last 29%
to say. It's hard to believe these even got 29%.
And 7% of the Democrats, who are they? You know, what is he going to have to do to get below 29%? Eat a live baby on TV? Inquiring minds want to know.
I'm telling you, I just can't believe he's gotten away with all the stuff he's gotten away with. I mean, all the promises he made during his campaign, you know, the No Child Left Behind and the environment, down to, well, he's always denied there was global warming. That's
sure.
So he didn't
well,
make any commitment
still doing
there.
That, yeah.
You know, however, a report came out of the Pentagon that says that it's a bigger threat than terrorism is, global
yeah.
warming
yeah.
is. And soon, I mean, 2007 to 2020, we'll have a lot of impact from it. We're already seeing some of the impact. As a matter of fact, you may not know this, but the hurricanes, the intensity of the hurricanes increase as the Gulf temperature warms up.
Right.
And there's an understream for those of you out there that aren't geophysicists. I'm not. But there's an
Put
understream.
Put me in that category,
okay.
too.
Yeah, she does that, too. But that would explain some of the horrible hurricanes we had last year. And us cross our fingers that it's not as bad this year, but I don't think the global warming lifted.
Yeah, it's not that it necessarily causes more, but the speculation is that it causes them to be more intense.
Yep.
And we certainly saw that last year. And what's happening with the global warming is that the scientists had all these projections even 10 years ago about how bad it was going to get, but they're discovering that there's a whole multiplier effect that they had not counted on, and it's getting worse much more quickly than
yep.
they had thought.
Yep, sort of like those the earthquake scale.
Yeah, it's a Richter scale deal.
Yep.
And really, it's just a sample of the broader symptom of Bush and his cronies just denying everything that has any scientific basis. Whether it be the morning after pill, claiming that it's an abortificant, if that's the way you say it, to you know, you can go on and on about the ways that they have denied science, they have tried to keep scientific reports from coming out that repudiate.
Exactly.
Hello, at 1:30 in the morning, you can't say repudiated.
That's a lot of syllables.
You know, I was thinking about it on the way over here. I have, in fact, in my life, been awake at 1:30 in the morning several other times. I don't know that I've ever been called on to be articulate, much less insightful at 1:30 in the morning. So,
well, I think your brain's turned on, so
many,
I don't think I'm going to worry about that.
How many listeners do you think are out there?
Oh, about 6,248,000 last I counted.
Sure, yeah.
But I know 248 of them are calling in right now. Fortunately, we have enough answering people over there on the phones.
I am surprised that you had 500 answering people here tonight.
Well, you know, it's a big night for us.
It's a cast of thousands.
Sure.
The last time we heard... ratings on where we stand. Our show is number 7 or number 8 in the time slot.
Out of 7 or 8?
Out of all the stations here in Houston.
Sorry.
Out of the 40-something stations here in Houston.
40? Wow. I had no idea there were 40 stations.
Yeah. And, you know, of those stations, you know, we're the only one that's, I think, that's really live, local. You know, the CC takes up the first, like, huge chunk of the numbers, but you know, it's all programmed in. You know, we're coming to you from some nightclub,
yeah.
and here's their DJ playing music that we think you'd like to hear. So we actually the show has a large Republican base, conservative base.
Really?
Yeah.
This show,
because of the fact that at this hour of the night, we are local talk radio.
Do you think they're just pulling their hair out?
Did
you see the poll? Speaking of that, did you see the poll maybe yesterday or the day before that shows in pretty much every way that they asked a question, Clinton is now scoring as the better president than Bush, even on trustworthiness now.
Wow.
Do you think that it is just making the Republicans' heads spin off their neck?
Oh, they're doing the
Exorcist.
Yeah, the Exorcist.
Blair.
Linda
Spewing
Blair is
pea soup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Not normally a sight I'd like to see, but maybe this one.
I like. Did you happen to see Bill Maher last night?
Uh-uh.
Mm-mm. But I bet he's not listening to us tonight either.
But he
paybacks are hell.
I know.
He it was a season finale, and he said, "You know, I haven't ended my show talking about Bush yet, but I'm going to tonight." and he was going through it, and, you know, he was just going off on him and was talking about impeachment. And he says, you know, we've got a laundry list of things we can impeach him for, but I don't think that he deserves the dignity of being impeached on one of those. We are going to impeach, we should impeach him for the same reasons we tried to impeach Clinton. And it's for perjury.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was asked by a German newspaper, what is your greatest moment of being president? And it's that he caught a 7-pound perch on the in the lake on his ranch.
Oh, my God.
Well, actually, the problem, I don't want to steal your thunder. Go ahead.
But the largest perch on record is 4 pounds.
Yeah, they actually think everybody was jumping all over that going, he can't tell the truth about anything. But they think it was actually a translation error.
It wasn't a perch.
It was a bass.
Bass.
Yeah.
Well, it should be easy to find out because it's not a naturally occurring lake. It's a man-made lake.
He stocked it.
Stocked.
Yeah.
And as, you know...
all Texas lakes are man-made.
Yeah.
There are
but,
no
you
natural
know,
lakes.
That's really interesting. I didn't know that. I'm a native Texan. You know, but regardless of which kind of fish he caught, that's the greatest thing that's ever happened to him. But
scary.
In looking at his presidency, perhaps,
no
maybe
big surprise.
So. Maybe
no
so.
Big surprise, then. Well, I hope he does something about the water, because he's not going to have fish living for much longer. All those lakes that we made, we drink out of them, you know. And Bush claimed that he's working to restore, improve, and protect at least 3 million acres of wetlands. What did he do? He drained them.
Do you know what he also counts as wetlands?
What?
Golf courses.
Oh, you're kidding
oh,
me.
Oh, no.
The boy is not playing
he's
with
just,
the full deck.
But, you know, nobody checks him on that stuff, so...
Wow.
They're just out there creating their own rules for the way they count stuff.
Well, and is that scary? Because he appoints like 3,000 people to all these departments who are also creating their own rules. Hence, we have the FEMA catastrophe.
Well, and just appointing cronies everywhere you go, people who are manifestly not qualified for the jobs that they have.
Uh-uh. And don't have to be, according to law.
No.
He has the power to put any... He could put a dog in there if he wanted to.
Well, and of course, he's done recess appointments for so many of his nominees because he can't get them through and approved.
Yep.
What was it? It was... Well, I'm having a brain fart here. Can you say that on radio?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
all right.
That's the only four-letter word that starts with an F I think you can say.
Oh, okay.
You
good.
Can say it.
There was a... I can't remember. It was something about a nominee last week. Go ahead. Move on to something
you
else.
Know what?
Well, you know, one thing with... I'm one who likes to play the devil's advocate. The appointments, the recess appointments, it's not something he came up with. Clinton did his share, Reagan did his share, Bush the first did his share. So he's just using it a little bit. I mean, he's using a lot in the higher profile ones.
Yeah, the little history thing, the recess appointment was originally created back in the colonial days when travel was difficult and it could take many, many weeks to get somebody in place to take a vote. And if you needed a warm body in a position, they gave the president the power to do that. And so pretty much every president has abused it since then.
Absolutely.
Bush has abused it in several specific ways. Number one, the sheer volume of people he's nominated through recess appointments is just obscene. And number two, so many of those people have been repeatedly rebuffed by the congressional committees that are supposed to be nominated. He can't get them through a regular committee, so he's recess appointing them.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. But why should he play by the rules?
Well, the good thing about
what
it,
to do.
It's not a permanent.
It goes through the term of Congress.
The
and
term
then,
of Congress,
yeah.
And then he has to either wait till the next recess or try and get it pushed through. And, you know, if things are going the way they're looking, he's not going to have the Republican-controlled Congress willing, hopefully.
Have you seen what the latest deal is now as they're crab walking to distance themselves from him? Several of the congressmen in the last month have allowed him and Cheney to come into their districts to conduct fundraisers, but they've conveniently been caught up in traffic or had other obligations, so they wouldn't appear on the stage with Bush or Cheney, which is really slimy, because they let them come do the dirty work and raise the money and then don't want to be with them.
Or they're sending Laura. Laura Bush
spawn is... spawn of Satan.
She is really... I saw a thing over there saying she
Stepford
is
wife.
Really going into those places where, you know, it's no longer Bush country.
Yeah.
And, you know, but they still like her.
Yeah, for some unknown reason. And the other thing that the Republicans are doing, the new chant is... Well, Bush really isn't a conservative. He has not governed as a conservative, and that's why we're repudiating him. And you can't blame our philosophies for the failure of everything that's going on.
He's really not a conservative.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, his big spending and...
Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, that's their story, and they're sticking with it.
Well. You know, one of the other things that he did was insider trading with this Harkin thing.
Oh, yeah.
How did he get away with that? Martha Stewart goes to jail, and he just fragrantly sells all of his shares, even after he's told not to. He said to hold it for 6 months, and 2 months he sold it, and nothing happens.
I'm trying to remember, was his daddy in office when that happened?
No, I don't think so. This is in September 2003.
Well, that was,
no, that was
after the fact.
It wouldn't have been 2003. It was probably back in the 70s. That was before he owned the baseball team.
Yeah, because Harkin Oil, that fell apart before. So his father was at least CIA head.
Yeah. So his father definitely squelched that investigation in some way or the other, and I can't remember.
Well, I mean, Neil Bush just got a slap on the hand for Lincoln Savings and Loan.
Yeah. Yeah,
for doing that, you know, I still remember watching the his first inaugural, and looking at the VIP dais, and I'm looking at it going, this is supposed to be the new moral leadership of this country, and I'm sitting there going, let's see, he stole the Florida election. There's his daddy with Iran-Contra.
By the way, pardoned all the people who had done Iran-Contra.
Yeah. His brother who screwed up Florida for him. His nephew who was found half naked with his girlfriend in a Jeep in a mall parking lot.
It's like, what do they think they are, the Kennedys?
His other nephew who got drunk and broke into his ex-girlfriend's house. Then you've got the Bush twins. It's like...
Jenna and the other one, as they're called.
It's like...
The other one.
This is the morality that's leading us into the new millennium?
I know, I feel safer.
Only because if they brought back the draft, they can't take us. If they brought back the draft, I'd be down in high school saying, this is how you do it to get out of the draft.
That's how you do it.
Randy Rhodes on her show yesterday had some 24-year-old conservative Republican young man who's prominent on the blogs on the right-wing side, and she was giving him crap about not being in the service. And he said, well, you can support something without actually having to join up. And she said, no. I mean, if you feel this strongly that that war is the right thing to do, you should go join up. And he goes, well, I support the New York Yankees, but I don't go join them.
Oh, there's an analogy.
Yeah.
Like he could qualify.
Sure, sure.
If you're straight, you can qualify for the Army.
And as we saw last week, the Army actually recruited an autistic boy on the West Coast to join. Because, you know, the recruiters are just desperate to meet their goals. They're way behind. An autistic high school kid, they signed him up to be an advanced scout for the Army.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Fortunately, they caught it, though.
Well, I don't know that they've gotten him out yet, but they did catch it.
Unbelievable.
So.
The war. Why are we even over there?
That's a good question, isn't it?
You know.
He tried to kill my daddy?
Yeah, maybe.
Oil?
He made my daddy mad, and I'm going to get back at him.
Well, here's Carol's conspiracy theory. You know, prior to 9/11, that summer before 9/11, Cheney had conducted the Energy Task Force. very private meetings, no real representation from the consumer community, but lots of representation from oil. And several groups have tried to get the minutes of those meetings, and Cheney's gone all the way to the Supreme Court to keep the minutes of those meetings private. I truly believe that what they were discussing, and keep in mind this was before 9/11, what they were discussing was an attack on Iraq. I don't know that they knew how it was going to happen yet, but they were going to get those oil fields in Iraq, and they were going to build a pipeline across Afghanistan, and I think they were sitting around dividing up the spoils, and that's why they have been so careful to try to keep it private.
The plan is, the plan had been written for the invasion of Iraq long before, you know, back during the Clinton days. There was the neocons who were now out of the government, Wolfowitz and
Richard Pearl and Grover Norquist.
I mean, they had written up the plan for the new millennium.
Cheney and Rumsfeld were in that too.
Yeah, Cheney claimed that while he was at Halliburton, I've got some notes here, that he imposed a firm policy against trading with Iraq. Well, the fact of the matter is that he signed contracts, Halliburton did, with Iraq to sell more than $73 million in oil production equipment during Cheney's tenure there.
Yeah. And also they moved some of their major business units offshore so that it wouldn't have to pay taxes.
And you know, amazingly, I heard on...
And another thing.
Yeah.
A thing on ABC, they're saying there is up in Canada a vast oil resource that will last 100 years.
Really?
I believe it's shale oil, isn't it?
It's what? I'm not
shale oil is a little bit harder to refine than...
It's mixed with dirt.
That's not shale oil, but shale.
That's not a Texas
shale.
Well, coincidentally, it's shale oil who is extracting up there. But it's basically... they were pulling it off the ground, and it looked like, you know, the cleanup of the Exxon Valdez, if instead of hitting snow, it hit Hawaii.
Right.
It's this very oily sand. And it cost a lot to extract the oil from it, because what they have to do is basically fill it with a bunch of hot water so that you can separate the sand from the oil and then go through the purification process. And it's been cost prohibitive. But now, with oil the way the pricing is, it's not as cost prohibitive. So everyone's looking at this, and there's 100 years of oil just sitting there in Alberta, Canada.
In the sand.
Who knew there was any sand in Alberta?
I'm not sure
if it's sand. It's just, it looks very much like sand.
It's very sludgy. It is like hard to get out.
Yeah. And so it's one of those things, because it was... it was part of John Stossel's, you know, come out and rant about this and that. And he was talking about, you know, they're saying we're running out of oil. And he goes, you know, we're really not running out of oil.
Well.
But it's just, it's, we're running out of the, and there is a lot of debate on this one. You know, are we running out of oil or are we running out of the easy oil?
I don't care which way you want to go on that debate is. The truth is, for every good reason on the planet, we need to get a different energy policy. Someday we're going to run out of the oil, and oil tends to be in very politically inconvenient places.
Yep.
And it is polluting the atmosphere, so clearly, think about this. Let me just create a vision for you. Some guys flew into some flew into some buildings, New York, back in 2001, and you're the president. And you have a chance to think about how you're going to react and where you're going to take this country as a result of that attack. Rather than doing what Bush did, what if you did a couple of things like this that said, you know, we've got to decrease our independence on oil because the Middle East is so unstable. So I'm going to take all of these billions of dollars and create a Manhattan-like project for new renewable energy sources. And, oh, by the way, the Middle Eastern countries really struggle because their economies just don't have a good job foundation nor an educational foundation. So let's take a couple of more billions of dollars and see if we can help them out there. And now that we've got all this patriotic fervor, let's think about doing some sort of national public service for every young person coming up in the world, whether it be serving in the military or a Peace Corps-like thing. But, you know, what kind of leadership would that, where would we be now if we'd had that kind of leadership?
And I'm
instead of let's go bomb somebody.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I'm a big old lesbo, and somebody's, that's not going to go all that
but,
well.
You know, that only qualifies you to be, daughter to the vice president.
Yeah.
And only when that's convenient for you to be considered that.
Sure.
I mean, this spending isn't over yet on this war. They go back to the money pot every week, it seems like, for another gazillion billion.
We're just on hook to China forever and ever and ever and ever. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, and they keep trying to claim that the economy is doing well, and poll after poll, the citizens of the U.S. are going, for me personally, not so much.
Mm-mm.
You know, it's like they think if you just say it often enough, it will become real.
Yeah.
Well, the economy's good, the economy's good, the economy's good. Yeah, but my wages haven't kept up with inflation and the price of gasoline.
Yeah.
You can't tell me I personally am doing better.
Just like jobs are up.
Yeah.
Well, not to somebody that doesn't have a job and can't find one.
Or, actually, the jobs haven't even kept pace with the population, and the great majority of the new jobs that are being added are not high-tech jobs, they're not manufacturing jobs, there's burger flipper jobs. And
labor.
I don't mean to attack any of you who enjoy burger flipping for a living, but that's not the way our economy is.
It's hard to,
we're not gonna
pay your rent flipping burgers.
I mean, our middle class is going to go away. What do these neocons think is going to happen for the future?
And yeah, it's also the definition. Because when you go with unemployed and all that, you know, I've been somewhat out of work for the past, for the past 2 years. I worked for 5 months in the middle, and now I'm doing an independent contractor gig. During those times, I wasn't considered unemployed because I couldn't get an unemployment check.
Yeah,
right.
So you have to get that unemployment check and then be kicked off of it. And, you know, that qualifies you as being you're unemployed. So you've got those rules. And, you know, these indicators are talking about, you know, the stock market's going in places, you know, it's going through the roof. Well, so is gas prices.
Yeah.
You know, that's what my independent contractor job is I'm doing. I spend 2 hours a day during the week driving around writing down 40 gasoline prices and emailing them to a marketing company who's doing analysis on this.
Wow.
So I'm sitting there watching, and, you know, a couple of days ago I was watching, you know, these gas stations, the prices went down a little bit, then all of a sudden they exploded up, and it's like, I was about ready when I got home to call my dad and go, what the hell did Bush say last night?
Exactly.
Because it was, you know.
It's hard to predict. I can't understand the gas prices fluctuating as much as they do. Especially when the gas that they bought at a price is still underneath in their tanks.
You know, economics are not my strong suit, so I'll let y'all talk about this.
They were trying to explain it on CNN. They were showing a local reporter trying to explain it, saying, you know, you're not paying for the gas that's in the ground. You're paying for what that gas station is going to have to pay that next tanker that comes in. And it's all about the gasoline futures.
Yep.
Is how it works. But, you know, the one thing they were saying is for every dollar that the
I was told there wouldn't be any math.
I think it was every dollar or every $10 a barrel that the oil changes, it should reflect 3 cents on your at the gas pump. Because the gas station only really
makes three cents?
The gas station only makes 10 cents on it. If you take a look at actually
what they're selling Pop Tarts and
Who's making all that money on that $3 gas?
Well, the majority of what you're paying in there is taxes. There is a federal tax and a state tax on gasoline.
But that's not the majority.
It's
probably
big.
A buck. It's probably 33%.
And it's on a percentage, so as the gas price goes higher, the government definitely is getting a higher percentage.
There were some gas stations that used to put that percentage on there. You know, I'm letting you know, people, you know, 40 cents of every gallon.
Right.
I remember when they used to buy.
You know, they've kind of stopped that. But that's one of the things of, you know, supposed to go to environmental stuff and all these other things, but you...
I think the price of gas may be one of those things that wakes up that remaining 29% of the electorate. Philosophically, they just can't get behind the idea that Bush is a liar and a war criminal. They'll never be able to embrace that. But when gas continues to climb higher and higher this summer as people are traveling on their vacations, it's going to hit them in a visceral way.
Yep, especially here in Texas with all of our SUVs.
Oh, yeah. And did you see they're quitting making the Hummer?
No.
Tragic Hummer. Loss. They announced today or yesterday. Now, yeah. For those of you out there still in the market for a gas-guzzling behemoth, rest easy. You can still get the Hummer 2 and Hummer 3, but Hummer 1. Not yeah. so much.
Yeah, the Hummer 1's discontinuing next year. They decided, you know, there's just not that big of a call to drive a Bradley A1A one down your...
And
down
two parking places. Those things are wide.
They're big.
Very wide.
Really big, really big.
I got to step in real quick. And let everyone know that you're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, here on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 down on Galveston, and always on the World Wide Web at kpft.org. We are in the middle of Pledge Drive, and we need your pledge support. You know, we don't have that many hours of gay programming, GLBT programming here in Houston. We figured it out one time, you know. We claim we're 10% of the population. Pat Robertson says we're 3% of the population. He gives 2% to the lesbians.
Oh, 2%.
He likes those movies. And but when it comes to Houston broadcast, we are less than 0.1% of the radio broadcasting here in Houston, a positive GLBT message. You know, you'll find plenty of other discussion on the dial about homosexuality. You flip it to AM, you know, turn the dial and anything past, you know, the sports stations and Disney, you're going to find somebody talking bad about us. You know, turn a little bit further down to the left and you'll hear on the Jesus people, they'll be telling you the evils that we're doing.
Yep.
But
I know I haven't been doing my share of the evil. I need to be trying harder.
Well, you know, next month is a perfect month.
Is it?
Why is that?
It's a perfect day. June 6th is the perfect day to really show how much of a hedonist you are. Because the date
Tell
will,
me more.
Because June 6th, 2006, will be 666.
Ooh.
So, you know.
My little horns just came out.
I think we need to celebrate. We need to have, you know, a special pride celebration. You know, let's have an orgy or something there at Montrose and Westheimer.
Well, who isn't up for a good orgy? And I
Bring
don't think you have to wait till the 6th to do
we
that.
We do that every weekend. Yeah.
Bring out the crystal ball again.
I think we should
again.
Probably practice.
Yeah.
Is that part of our positive gay message?
Oh, but no, wait
does
a minute.
Does the girl-on-girl porn on those X-rated channels that, of course, I just click by on the TV, does that count as part of the positive gay message?
I don't know. We're not practicing homosexuals. We've kind of perfected the work. But the practice is fun.
Yeah. They're the ones that are in bed with their high heels on.
Oh.
Yeah. But call in your pledge support, 713-526-5738. Whether you like what we're talking about, whether you're one of those insomniac Republicans who took one of those Bob Dole happy pills earlier. And
I hope your head has exploded.
Can't go to sleep.
90.1 KPFT.
Yeah.
A new jingle.
Come on. I mean, they've got a jingle. Don't you think we...
You should have a jingle.
Well, see, the one thing we have, one problem we have is, you know, someone was talking before that Ada Edwards was saying KPFT stands for Keeping People Free in Texas. Now, here on our show, we call it Keep Playing Fag Tunes. That was suggested by one of our straight listeners who wanted us off the air. Little did you know we were taking this to heart.
Well, you're threatening society as we know it.
Oh, yeah.
As we know it.
One listener at a time.
That's right.
So let us know that you're out there. Let us know that there's someone out there besides the people behind bars listening to us.
Excuse me, I hear trampling out in the phone answering area. Please pace your calls because people, the phone answers are running to the phones.
And like daytime, you're not going to hear us with food in our mouths. See, they don't leave us any. It's 713-526-5738 if you want to pledge safely and securely on the internet so that, I mean, hey, pledge on the internet. You know, make the Bush
make sure that Bush and them know that you're pledging to KPFT. Just do something on the internet. They seem to be viewing that a little bit more than telephones right now.
Yeah. They're monitoring.
They're fixing to change the internet as we know it.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. Well, it's for the lowest common denominator. You got to make sure that he can understand how to use it.
I heard an interesting thing about him the other day. It said the reason he speaks to us as if we are slightly slow third graders is because that's the way his advisors have to explain things to him.
Okay. So,
doesn't
monkey
that make
see,
sense?
Monkey do.
Yeah, yeah. See, he learns.
It's Terra. It's a war on Terra.
A Terra.
Yeah.
Yep, KPFT, radio that listens to you.
So, pledge support 713-526-5738. We go back now to, what do we need?
Well,
I want to go back to talking.
I want to go back to talking. I'm not finished about this job thing.
I could jingle some more.
This job thing. I've got some notes here from the Washington Post. Okay?
Would you share?
I'm going to share them with y'all. The White House has repeatedly and significantly overstated the number of jobs the economy would create.
Would that be called lying?
Sort of.
Mm-hmm.
They claimed that it was going to create 3.4 million jobs in the first 3 years of his term. But unfortunately, the numbers show that the Bush administration lost 1.7 million
instead
jobs.
Of gaining three something, they lost one something?
That's right.
Ooh, that's bad
right.
math.
And they're getting creative about those low-income jobs, too. The White House has proposed reclassifying low-paid fast food jobs as manufacturing jobs.
Oh, yeah. Remember, anything worth having is worth cheating for.
Yep, or twisting it, you know.
Yep.
It's back when he was governor here, he's going to lower our property taxes. Well, yeah, he lowered them like a tenth of a percent, but what he didn't tell you is he's going to go out and reappraise your house every year.
Well, and they also raised a bunch of fees on everything else that you do and yeah. use as a citizen, so which is in effect a passive
exactly.
subterranean tax.
So anytime I hear about it, I'm going to cut taxes,
mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. Okay, they're going to create a new tax on what, salt? It's going to be something. Radio stations, probably.
But
probably
yeah.
only gay radio stations,
yeah.
though.
Well, only on stuff that, you know, the minor people do, you know. There'll be a special tax on 99-cent stores in Walmart, but Neiman Marcus will have a discount.
Right.
A tax on dollar stores?
Oh, no. Just don't tax my internet, please.
Yeah, really.
I mean, you know what they're going to do with that. They're trying to, the big backbone players are trying to make it a law where they can sell a higher price if you want more bandwidth.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to take possession of the bandwidth so the little guys can't afford to get on there unless you're going to wait 2 days to download a page because they didn't pay on their end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would be those same companies that have... totally rolled over and given all their call detail records to Bush to
yes,
spy
would,
on
those
us.
Those would be those
and,
things.
And let's review who some of those are. That would be Verizon and Bell South and...
It was everybody.
No, it
now
wasn't everybody.
One.
Quest
was the
Quest
only one.
And apparently Sprint wasn't asked because Sprint was not on the list. And think about how brave Quest was to turn them down. Quest was in the middle of bankruptcy filings at the time, and their president said, no, we are just not going to do this. It's not legal. Since then, the Bush administration, I was just reading this a little while ago, has come in and tried to attack him for insider trading, which may or may not be true. I have no clue,
right.
but it certainly sounds suspicious. And it just... people who study the Bush family have noticed a slight tendency towards vindictiveness, just
slight.
Just a tad bit.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, with AT&T, they actually gave the National Security Agency an office in
yeah.
their building in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's how a lot of this came out, was there was a whistleblower at AT&T who said, hey, everyone, by the way, there's you know, an NSA office in that building that's going through and going through your messages, and that's why they've had to say, well, we're not listening to everybody's message. Basically, we're just creating this database of who you talk to, and then they're playing this connect the dots game. So if... the 6 degrees of separation, basically.
Right.
is how it's working, to figure out who's talking to who.
So don't make any wrong numbers accidentally. You could be in trouble.
Yeah. For those people calling my cell phone number looking for Yolanda, stop it, or I'm calling the NSA. This ain't no Yolanda. It ain't even my drag name, honey.
Well, apparently there was a class action suit that was filed. I want to say it's against Verizon, but don't hold me to that. One of the biggies on Thursday or Friday. Supposedly in their contract, consumers have a right to get up to $1,000 for them for inappropriately using the information that they have. And so that's what they're being sued for, is $1,000 per user, which could be billions of dollars for them.
You're right. It was Verizon Wireless.
Thank you. This just in. It was Verizon Wireless.
With the Verizon Wireless shirt on, he could possibly be an official representative.
Uh-huh.
No, I think it's more like, you know, I subscribed to Verizon and got my information sent to everyone, and all I got was this lousy T-shirt.
As opposed to the fabulous T-shirts that you can get by donating to KPFT.
That's right. The radio that listens to you.
Bing, bong, bing. Okay. Now, but the slimy government, back to the Verizon suit, is coming in, and I cannot remember the name of the act or mechanism that they're using to claim this, but they've used it more than once. They come in and claim that the suit cannot be even processed in court because it's so damaging to national security, and they just tell the court shut it down.
Well, it's not just that. It's there's a I don't know if it's in the Constitution or that's part of the eminent domain. Or maybe it's a fancier term for it, but you can't sue the government of the United States
unless they give
without your permission.
Yeah, but this isn't, they're not suing
the
government.
Oh, they're suing
Verizon.
They're
suing Verizon, and the government is coming in as a third party and saying that suit isn't going anywhere because there are national security issues to it, and we're not going to let it go forward. Mm-hmm. And the courts so far have totally turtled on that, just rolled over on their back and thrown their little stumpy legs up and let it go.
Well, because any judge who says that's bull is all of a sudden, next thing you're going to see is face plastered all over faux news going, advocate judges, advocating judges,
activists,
advocacy justice.
Activists. Starts with an A. It's late.
Yeah. It's like, you know.
Well, you know, if they would have tried that in Texas, they would have won anyhow because everything goes on appeal, and if it has anything to do with the business, it's overturned. So it doesn't matter what the jury said or the public thinks.
Yeah, it's... What a wonderful world.
I write a lot about this on my rants and social notes, and I feel like I'm on the verge of hysteria, but I really believe that our democracy, our way of living, is being seriously threatened by the actions that he's taking.
Absolutely it is.
I'm beginning to wonder what in the world the terrorists are envious of us
and
now.
And they should just wait. We're going to destroy ourselves.
Well, don't you know Osama's just laughing out his ass? Can you say asshole?
Yeah.
Okay,
I think
good.
You can say that, yeah,
right.
Jack.
Well, if you could say fart, you could say ass. Okay. Mm. So don't you know he's just laughing out his ass? Everybody goes, well, why haven't we been attacked again? It's because Bush is protecting us. I think we haven't been attacked again because they don't need to. Bush is destroying our society. He's pitting one citizen against another, one class against another. Another one race against another.
Yeah. Building his own terrorism.
Yeah. Absolutely destroying the rule of law, the separation of powers.
Yeah.
It's not pretty, folks.
Not before you know it.
And, you know, there's a law on the blogs, and I can't remember what the name of it is, that at the point where somebody first mentions Nazis, the rest of the blog is just irrelevant at that point.
Yeah.
But we're at the point now where I'm going to mention the Nazis. But you think about the rise of the Nazis in Germany, and you wonder how the citizenry could watch that happen and not raise their voices and say, this is wrong, this has got to stop. You look at the internment of the Japanese-American citizens during World War II, and Franklin Roosevelt, love him to death, but that was a bad thing he did.
Yeah.
And you wonder why the citizens didn't stand up. We are doing the exact same thing right now.
And it's because the citizens were afraid.
Yes.
They were scared.
And you know, with the Nazis, the one thing about is they leaned on the economic power, you know, and that's one of the ways you control
a purposeful thought process is you pinch that pocketbook and say, your pocketbook is being pinched because of so-and-so.
Yeah.
And with the Nazis, they said, you know, you're in such difficult times right now is because the Jewish leadership that took over, that was in, came into Germany at World War One, signed all of your rights away.
Yeah. Well, they really got their asses handed to them at the end of World War One, and as a citizenry, they were feeling, well, lower than a snake's belly. And so one of the things that Hitler did was come in and build a very strong sense of nationalism and pride, and he created somebody, a group that everybody could focus their hatred on, and that was that was the Jews and the, the gays.
And, you know, the fact that we were, you know, then in World War Two with the internment camps, you know, it was the convenient thing of, you know, let's round up these people because they may be suspect.
Yeah.
You know, they might be part of the conspiracy. We did the same thing. It's, the only difference is, you know, after September 11th, rather than taking the Muslims and driving them out to an old Air Force base, then surrounding it with guards and putting it out in the public, they took all of them and put them into county jails, put them into state prisons, and held them there for questioning for months on end.
But widespread? I actually don't know about
this. There were several thousand.
Really?
That went around. There were several thousand just in New York City.
I heard of quite a few in New York City.
Well, they're Yankees.
Yeah. And other areas where there's high populations of Muslim. I think the highest concentration of Muslims in America is actually Dearborn, Michigan.
Really?
Who knew?
And there was a lot of roundup of going through and investigating these people shortly afterwards. And so, but like I said, rather than Japanese American citizens that we, you know, put out in the desert and put into internment camps, and so where everyone could see them, they were just put in with a general prison population, and they were held under, you know, various things from immigration. Was the usual.
I'm surprised they bothered to charge them in it with anything.
They really weren't charging. I would say, we're taking you in on immigration questions, and under that, under all that stuff, they could be detained. And then once you get slipped into that system, you know, you are intermixed with the population, and you can get lost easily for, you know, a couple of weeks with no questions.
You know, the Democrats and the progressives and the liberals in this country have let the Republicans portray us for so many years as the party that's weak and not... The Republicans portrayed themselves as the strong ones. They're going to be the protectors, blah, blah, blah.
And good for business.
Yes, and they're the ones who are so afraid. They are so afraid that they are willing to give up their civil liberties, everything that's been good and great about this country. They're willing to give it up just for the false sense of security.
It's definitely a false one.
None of the taking my shoes off at the airport is not going to keep somebody from putting a bomb on that plane in the cargo hold.
Damn that guy to put that bomb in his shoe.
I'm just glad he didn't put it in his underwear, because then we'd be taking off our underwear, and that just wouldn't be good.
Hey, I had loads of fun there, you know, someone my size trying to juggle around, because they don't give you any chairs to sit down and put your shoes in. You know, that was...
That's right.
Yeah,
and I mean, I was in...
Hello, bitter, party of one.
I mean, I was... I went 2003... Yeah, three.
Something.
No, four. 2004, I flew to Westchester County, New York, just outside of New York City. And, you know, watching... You know, I had left out of Houston here, so I went through that security. But then watching the security of this little rinky-dink airport... That, you know, the big thing is they fly over to Newark, where you can get on the big jets. So they do have to do some of that screening, and it's like, you know, watching the people they were pulling over. I mean, I got searched on that because when they did the X-ray machine, I had my cell phone, and I used that the hands free. So they looked in there, they see this wire, and then they had the headphones that you buy on the airplane. So they looked in and they saw electronics and a bunch of wires. So they at least just looked inside my briefcase to give it the once over. But, you know, I'm seeing old people, you know, get out of your wheelchair, step through here, and now we're going to, you know, swab you down to make sure you don't have any pyrotechnics
we're
on
them. We're just not using good sense.
Speaking of, I missed my flight because I had a lighter in my briefcase they couldn't find. They could see it on the X-ray, but they couldn't find it in my briefcase where my laptop was. I said, keep the briefcase, just give me my laptop so I don't miss my flight. They wouldn't do it, got all nasty with me. I ended up writing a letter. It was horrible.
I guess that showed them.
That showed them because I wrote a letter.
Yeah.
But look, no lighter. You're allowed to take 6 books of matches, but you cannot take 1 lighter.
Sure.
It makes
a whole bunch of sense.
I don't get it.
Well, I don't think you have to know. I don't think you have to worry your pretty little head about it. What you have to do is trust that the government is taking good care of you.
Oh, and I felt so much better after they did that. I knew that nobody on there had a lighter.
Whew. That butane could start a conflagration.
But didn't the newsstands at the airport, weren't they still selling lighters and razors? I remember hearing a report that, you know, here's all the things you can't buy, but here's the newsstand that you can get. Sometimes after the security checkpoint, had some of the items that were considered prohibited.
Good point. I didn't even think about that because a lot of those are after the checkpoint.
I bet they did.
Good point.
Sorry.
You know,
it's just a wonder we haven't been attacked again.
It's just more ways to put fear into us. Like the Social Security thing. They said we're running out of money on the Social Security. Well, I've got some notes here that ain't so. Let me read this thing to you here.
Diane came with a book.
I'm prepared,
she
man.
Is prepared.
I am prepared. You know, our present administration is claiming we're going to be out of money by 2018, right?
Liar.
Liar. Liar. Liar. Pants on Liar. Fire. However, a congressional budget office has projected that we will not be exhausted at all in 2052 and still able to pay 80% out at 2052. But yet, he's saying in 2018, we're going to be upside down. Well, let me tell you why. Because they're borrowing money from the Social Security system to fight the war, I guess. I don't know what they're using it for, because we had a hell of a deficit. But
does the term lockbox ring any bells to anybody?
Hello?
Well, of course, their whole mission of the neocons, Grover Norquist's famous statement is they want to starve the government until it could fit into the size of a bathtub, and that statement was very prevalent during the Katrina catastrophe. You know, here's the result of what happens when you starve your government. They're not there to help you when you really, really need them. And so
that was the reason.
So they're not out to do anything positive to Social Security. They want to destroy it.
They want to be able to privatize it.
And since 1963, Goldwater was against it. Reagan was against it.
Well, Social Security is one of the most popular programs that has ever been implemented, and it's like the third rail. I mean, they are stupider than stupid to go after that thing.
Yep.
Because people are going to rise up.
They went after senior citizens with this Medicare thing.
What an abortion that was.
I'm telling you.
That probably wasn't politically correct to say. Sorry.
Not on this station.
Sorry.
Botched abortion is what she meant.
Yes, it was written by the big pharma, big medical companies, and it's a boondoggle to them. It's not a benefit to the seniors. It's very, very confusing, and they specifically refused to let the government negotiate prices
on drugs.
Yeah,
whereas the government does it for their internal the troops and stuff, but they can't do it for the public.
The troops,
you know.
Yeah.
Like
some
in
people
Canada,
call that troops.
In Canada, they're saying that the drugs, we could die from them because there's no quality control.
Oh, yeah, because I don't know if you've read all the articles about Canadians falling over dead.
They are, every 5
just
minutes.
People thought it was the bird flu. Turns out they were just all taking back drugs.
It's just a bad drug. That's all it was.
Yeah, just a bad drug.
And what are they, like a third of the price over there?
Yeah.
Same manufacturers. Same plants or same plant infrastructure as here, sometimes even better.
The only difference is their packaging includes French.
Oh, but English
Those
and French, I think.
Those surrender monkeys.
See? And we only just need English. Well, we might need Spanish, too.
Yeah. Well, you know. But look how many of us here in Texas will run down to Mexico to buy drugs. Legal prescription drugs.
Right. However, I don't know about the quality.
Kind of scary.
Yeah, I'll just stick with buying my cheap booze down there.
And you know this, you ever heard of the Medigap policies? It was a created for people to kind of fill that gap between Medicare and poverty.
That's a painful gap.
Those are going away now. If you sign up for this new drug program, you can't get a Medigap. And the insurance companies, or the drug companies, do not want you to get one of those policies anyhow. Yeah. Because the bottom line is, you're going to still be paying more for drugs than you are today.
Yeah. So that would be the other F word that's not fart that I'm not allowed to say.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, being a contract worker, do you have medical insurance, Chris?
No, right now I'm actually, fortunately with the 5 months that I worked, part of it was under a temporary agency, so I was able to get medical coverage there.
That's
good. So since I left, I'm now signing up for COBRA.
Oh, and that's a cheap program.
Uh-huh.
I'm only paying $100.
That's not bad.
That's not even right.
That's for medical and dental.
You're kidding.
No.
You have a $10,000 deductible?
Yeah, I think that may be the problem.
I don't know. You know,
you might want to look into that
a little bit.
I mean, when I did COBRA after a job was over, it was like ridiculous.
Mine was like $360.
Yeah. I've been lucky with that. Unfortunately, you know, when I went full-time with my actual company, they had a six-month waiting period.
That bites,
too. To get regular insurance. And fortunately for me, the company is large enough that there was one time I got really, really, I was really feeling sick. And it dawned on me, hey, I went to a company clinic to do my drug testing. Will they see me because I'm sick? And no one at the office thought about it going. So my supervisor called over there and they said, sure, go on over.
Wow.
And this is the weird thing about this company, is the fact that I went and saw a nurse practitioner.
That was her name, nurse practitioner?
No, that was her. She was not a doctor, she was a nurse practitioner.
I knew that.
I walked out of there with, not prescriptions, but filled prescriptions for a nasal spray and Cipro.
Wow. Free?
Free.
You know?
So you could, you're safe for anthrax then.
And I got back to work and told them that, and they're looking at me going, because they were all talking about it, you know, Cipro, that's the really good crap.
Yeah.
You know, that's the stuff they give, and it's like, why are we paying for insurance when we've got this?
With no copay.
Yeah.
No copay, none of this. It's all part of, you know, if there would have been emergencies or drug, because they have a thing on the board saying, you know, here's our priority list of the things. And, you know, personal wellness was number 5. So, you know, I would have had to wait if something, emergency had been coming on. But, you know, but this is the weird thing. This is a company clinic of an international corporation headquartered here in Houston. You see their blue billboards all over the place. But, you know, that was, you know, they have this little company clinic.
Well, maybe that's what companies are going to start doing.
But
if you think about how much they dish out for insurance.
Well, we just,
maybe they just need to hire a doctor for sight.
You shouldn't have to rely on having a job to have basic health care.
Yeah,
we've got to go to a single payer coverage, because so much of the money that we're spending is going to the administration of basically trying every way possible to keep you from being able to see a doctor.
Yep.
It's just nuts. We have the highest health care expenses of any country in the world, and our healthcare standard of living measured in things like infant mortality, and I can't remember what else. I was on such a roll, too. But those are down at third world levels. It's unbelievable.
Because we don't care about prevention. You know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. We're not going to pay to keep people healthy. You know, when it gets really bad, let them come in. We'll throw some pills at them, and if those pills don't work, you know, then we'll go to another set of pills. I've got a friend who's on Medicare, and they pay for only three prescriptions per month.
Regardless of how many you
need. Regardless.
And the bad part is this. You know, some of the pills that he was being prescribed, he found out he was allergic to. So they had to write him another prescription.
Maybe you should go to your company's clinic. I'm just saying.
It's like I said, unfortunately, I'm no longer with that company. I couldn't get any benefits from them.
I mean, we've sat here and talked about a lot of really crucial issues that are facing this country, and we didn't even get to half of them. But the Republicans are saying things like gay marriage are so critical for this country.
Yep.
And
rewriting the Constitution.
Yeah, and that is one of their top one or two or three things that they're going to lead with this year, and to the exclusion of all those other programs. I mean, where's the leadership? It's way too easy to just stir up people with hate.
The old saying is, you know, every election now, the Republicans, it's the three G's: gays, God, and guns.
Yeah.
Wow. And yeah, there's even talk of them bringing back the flag burning amendment.
Oh yeah, they're just talking about that one too.
It's, you know, it's midterm elections. We need something.
And if it's a gay burning a flag,
ooh,
I'm pretty sure
it's
that
a hate crime.
We're not all about those hate crimes. I'm pretty sure that may be a capital punishment thing.
Yeah. Especially if you do it at your wedding.
Yeah. You know. Oh. That would be the trifecta.
Yeah. If you use the flag as the canopy over a gay Jewish wedding ceremony and, you know, the candle accidentally lights it on fire, then, oy vey.
Our lone Republican listener's head has literally spun off into a corner, tipping around.
But, I mean, it's a simple fact is that we are, you know, keep going. It's one of those things that we're going to be brought up in the population nowadays, especially when it comes to election time. You know, we're one of those targets. You know, even Howard Dean.
Yeah, he booted that, didn't he?
Went over and was kissing Pat Robertson's ass. You know. Oh, thank you for letting me be on your television station. I love the fact that ABC Family runs a disclaimer at the beginning of the 700 Club, going, the views you hear do not necessarily represent our station.
Yeah.
But we have to carry it because we bought the Family Channel from him, so we've got to air his crap for 2 hours, twice a day. And it's like, you know. You know, I mean, he screwed at everyone that looked at him between that and firing the head of the gay advisory for the Democratic National Committee because the partner of the DNC gay head wrote an editorial saying that, you know, the Democrats don't care about the gay community. So he went and fired the partner.
He who? Dean?
Dean did. Got rid of him because his partner dared to say Democrats don't care about gays.
Well, he has a point.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're getting lip service from both ends.
An inconvenient truth.
Yeah. But
so you're banging drums tonight?
Yes, I am. As a matter of fact, there's a benefit going on tonight. It's Spoil Boys is putting it on over at Touch. And I don't know who the beneficiary is. Everybody's supposed to go to their website and vote, and they're going to reveal who that beneficiary is tonight. So any of y'all still awake or took too much Sudafed today, go to Touch. It's on Bissonette at Kirby. But I certainly did enjoy the night, Carol. I've been trying to get Carol on the show for a while. She's a plethora of information when it comes to our administration.
Or as Lily Tomlin used to say, I'm not bossy. My ideas are just better.
That's right.
Anyway, it was a lot of fun. Thank you.
And I'm going to have you back again.
At this hour?
Well, unfortunately.
When ducks sing mammy.
Yeah. I mean, why are we on so late? Lesbians can't be on in the day or what?
Well,
or a decent hour?
Part of it is the fact
that, I think
that,
we ought to just take this demo tape and show it to some. You know, if you don't want us, we can shop around for another
station.
That's right. Did you know there's 40 in town?
Yeah.
Maybe we could find another station.
Surely one of them would
think.
See, part of the good thing about it is, you know, we've got this extra time. We can do this. You know, Queer Voice is only 2 hours.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want to actually donate any real time to this.
Only
just
the extra time.
But the good part about it is, with not just political discussions, you know, because of...
anything good yet.
Well, no. Part of it comes
Chris.
The fact that, you know, the way the government, you know... Look how much the government just exploded when Janet Jackson's tit was exposed on television.
Is it hard to tap dance with your tennis shoes on?
Yeah. So, you know, her boob pops out, and half of this country's sphincters
that was
just collapsed.
Nipplegate.
And There are so many people out there who don't want the... Well, we can get away with a little... That's part of the thing is, because we're on at the hours we are, we can discuss stuff.
And lesbians are such foul mouths, apparently.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
But no, it's... Well, it's not just the lesbians. You know, we have with the other... Three weeks ago, Jimmy had
campaigning for the lesbians here. This is the lesbian hour. We're campaigning for the lesbians.
This is still not a good enough reason to relegate us to the ghetto of 130.
And I didn't say the
G
word.
Let me put it this way. Let's put it this way.
Okay.
If Diane wanted to come in here and bring in a guest.
Diane.
And, you know.
And bring in a guest.
Bring in some guests and say, you know what? We're going to let you straight guys know what lesbian sex is all about. And just sit here and tell the secrets. Dish the dirt.
I've been single for 8 years. I would not be the guest that you'd want on that.
I probably wouldn't either. I've been single for 4.
Yeah, but pathetic. You know. Which is why we're available at 1:30 on Sunday morning.
But see, we couldn't do a show like that.
But you're not.
But I don't want to do a show like that.
Well, other segments.
You know, Chris, another swing and a miss. I mean,
2 weeks ago we had the leather line in here. She brought in an industrial grade nutcracker, and we cracked nuts and nipples in that studio.
And this has relevance to me in what way?
And we were.
This is the lesbian show of this. This lesbian segment of this show. We have this.
Do you
there's another lesbian that does this show?
No.
I'm the only lesbian. I haven't had any nutcrackers in. I think all of my shows have been pretty serious and use the C word, but conservative.
in a liberal way.
But our show.
In a non-nutcracker way, maybe.
Our show is on at this time. So, yeah, if.
That's the time slot you got? I'm thinking shopping around.
It's not my time slot.
Yeah.
It's Jimmy's time slot.
All right.
Bless his heart. And Jimmy, if you're listening, I hope you get well soon. We miss you.
So, let's. Go a little bit of music, we'll do some pitching, and then we'll go to kind of a little bit of round table, go through some stuff, and I'll check on the world's greatest news gathering source.
This is Diane Rose, my guest Carol Wyatt. We'll see you next month.
Bye, y'all.
We're going to go to a little Christy Claxton and Best Love Girl.
She's laughing in my head and dancing in my dreams. Best love girl's like a fox on the hunt. She's who everybody wants, or she ever may gotta know. Not by you, maybe not by me. She's the one to choose, decide what she'll be. But oh, she'll love him with a smile and kills him with a touch. Best love girl won't tell you no. Will she ever say yes? Will she ever make God a no? Not by you, maybe not by me. She's the one to choose, decides what she'll be. But please say yes to you, maybe.
when you help her from the boat, when you show first with me. When you take her to the restaurant where you dance to violins, when you whisper that you love her while the music soars and spins, remember that you did it first with me. Your bed when you slide yourself inside her body and her head. Remember that you did it first with me. When you explore the edge of love, when you wear a silver ring, when you swear to love forever. Me.
Remember, remember, remember that you did it first with me. Just like you don't care. I don't know who you are, but I know that it's a fact that you'll be back.
Tell me
who's the one that you've been lying to, and does she understand she's leaving with a man with other plans?
Tragic.
That was Scandell with You'll Be Back from the CD titled Scandell. Before that was Drazy, and we played Remember That You Did That First With Me. And before that was Christy Claxton with Best Love Girl. This is After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. And a little disappointed right now. We have not received a pledge yet in here to After Hours. And, you know, this is an important time for the listeners to step up and let us know, let us as a show and let us as a station know that programs like After Hours are viable. They're needed. They're necessary. You know, there's not an organization in the gay community, whether it is AIDS, help
or programs like this, you know, hate crimes, organizations, healthcare. There's not one of us that our greatest goal is to not be needed, that we can disappear because nobody needs us anymore. You know, it's all cured, homophobia is gone, and it's kind of a fantasy world that will happen. We're not expecting it to change soon. And the ability for us to come to you every week and put some information in your ear, you know, entertain you, it's a big responsibility. And it's one that, you know, our producer Jimmy Carper has taken on for 18 years. I've been a part of this for 8 or 9 years. And we need to know there's people out there who realize that something like this program, that we can sit and we can talk about issues that affect gay youth, that we can talk about bisexuality. And, you know, not just, you know, and don't have to be it if, you know, it's just a bunch of greedy people. You know, next week we're going to talk about being African-American and gay. And, you know, Dr. Cornel West was on Bill Maher yesterday. And he said, you know, African-Americans, black people, you know, there's homophobia there. We're not as homophobic as everyone else thinks, but there is some homophobia. And we got to overcome it. That's what this show tries to do, is give you a representation of a different slice of queer life. We're not what you see on Will and Grace, or Queer as Folk, or The L Word, or, you know, any of those random gay characters they put into the background. We're standing up front letting you know that we're here. This past week, the Pride banners went up along Lower Westheimer, letting us know that the Pride is coming up, Pride Parade and the festival. That's only one day's worth of events. Pride is something you have every day. You show it, you share it, you spread it. We need for you to show your pride in this radio station, in our community, in this community radio station. The number is 713-526-5738. You know, whether you agree with everything we say, whether you disagree with everything we say, thankfully, thank God, Goddess, whatever higher power you believe in, that there is a venue out there called KPFT to let that word go out. Yeah. You don't have to agree with anything I say. You don't have to agree with anything you heard on the show here. But isn't it nice to be able to hear somebody say it? Isn't it nice that, you know, somewhere out there you can hear the other side? You know, who cares, you know, what you see on the national newscast, whether it's, you know, whatever CNN says, or, you know, whatever Fox says. We're a slice of real life. And we need for you to show that it counts, that it matters to you. 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT, and, you know, show us you give a damn. We've got MBBs, we've got men who are behind bars, you know, whether they're there for good reason or not, it's irrelevant. They listen to the show. They involve themselves in the show. And this is their outlet. This is their opportunity to find out in the free world that, you know, there are gays and lesbians who are doing good and want to do good. And we need for you in the free world to step up and help make it so this show can continue to broadcast to those. So the signal that we send can get stronger so that more can hear about it. And not just our show, you know, that the MBBs can hear about prison reform on Ray Hill's show. You know, they can catch queer voices, find out others about the queer community. You know, the women prisoners out, the WBBs, women behind bars, getting information out of Hot and Bothered. You know, no matter what it is, there's something about this station
Because I know, you know, you pull the battery on your car, you know, your stations go all to hell. And I'll tell you this, 90.1 is not one of the standard ones that pops back into place. So you had a reason to program us in and listen to it. Got a little mention here. We're going to talk about two MBB letters. We have one here. Jerry, who he used to listen to us, and now he's been moved into another location where he can't get a hold of us. And he's hoping he's going to be out July of next year. So he's hoping he's good. Hopefully he can get released this year, but most likely it will be next year, he's hoping. He's looking for a pen pal. He's 57, white, bisexual. But he's looking for an outlet out in the community. And if you want to communicate with one of the MBBs, call us, and we'll see if we can hook you up with one of our people there. We got another letter from, always want to check the names to see. Because, you know, some of these guys, you know, will catch hell if they find out that, you know, they're listening to our show. We certainly know that there's prison screws that listen to the show. Oh, if you could see the evil look I just received. But, you know, there's some people who are, you know, have to be careful. So we do use pseudonyms out there for these. This is from Chad, who sent us a long letter, and I haven't had a chance today. It's been a little crazy reading in here, but we're going to play the music he requested. I got to find the second song in there on this. But he, you know, Chad's an MBB who wrote in a letter, and he included a poem this time, and we're going to hand it off to our poetry co-hosts, and we'll be doing the poetry segment next week. But, you know, these are people who are behind bars who listen to the show. And another part of our population that listens to this show, who needs this show, is the youth. The teenagers out there who are literally sitting in a closet right now listening to this show with headphones so their parents don't know they're listening. You know, I wasn't a teenager when I started listening to this show. You know, I found out about this radio show because I picked up a Twit magazine at some adult bookstore and found out there was a show like this. And I started listening. And I felt good that there was something out here like that. And about the same time I was turning 21 and all that, the Paul Broussard murder occurred. And I was scared to come down here to the Montrose. I tuned into this radio show and heard an organization called Q Patrol that was out there watching people's backs to protect them. And I started coming into the community and working with this radio station and with Q Patrol. That was my commitment to the community, my outlet to finding community. And this show, you know, has helped me through the years. I've grown with it, and I know we've helped other people grow with it. We've done segments, and we know we've gotten the calls, we've gotten the letters. I know on the transgender segment, you know, they got a call one time saying, you know, for some reason she was listening to the show, and someone was sitting in a garage with a gun, and because of this show, because realizing that that person was not a freak, that there was others out there, and that she could be loved and respected, she put it down. That's what the show's about. We're here to help people. We have fun. We get serious when we need to. You know, this is not right now. This is not the best of times for this show. We're with us missing Jimmy. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I've got a CD queued up on continuous there in case I have to take a moment with that. So, you know, I'm keeping us from Butt Boy because of it. That's the music I got queued up. But we need your support. We need your pledge of support. You know, 713-526-5738. And, you know, just show us that we need, that, you know, this community is worthy. $35 is your minimum pledge. It's 9 cents a day. You know, $2.90 a month on that. You know, let's go this way. We ask for, I'll make this donation ask for you. $60 level. That's $5 a month. Give up one cocktail for KPFT. You know, one cocktail a month for KPFT, and it's a $60 pledge. It's number 713-526-5738. You're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT 90.1 FM Houston, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. This goes out to the MBB, Chad, who wanted to hear... Everyone loves a Muscle Boy by Super 8 Cum Shot, or at least that was their old name. And I've got to find the Frustrated Housewives in there. So we'll be back in a moment, but take this time. Call 713-526-5738.
Everybody. A muscle boy is number one. Strutting down the street or posing at the beach with that bubble butt going on. All brick and steel, he'll flex, you'll squeal, yeah. Cause everybody loves a muscle boy. A muscle boy's king, a muscle boy's god. A muscle boy will make you cream. In the showers, in the gym, or stripping at the club, he's your very own steroid dream. So rip and buff, you're wet, you're muff, yeah. Cause everybody loves a muscle boy. Straight boys love a muscle boy. Gay boys love a muscle boy. Straight girls love a muscle boy. Even lesbians love a muscle boy. Muscle boy, make your move, don't be coy. If you want a friend and toy, he can be a brat and joy. Get yourself a muscle boy, yeah, 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 yeah. Work it out. No pain, no gain, no dick, no brain, yeah. But everybody loves a muscle boy. Everybody, come on. Everybody loves a muscle boy. Who cares if there's nothing upstairs? He looks good in his underwear. And everybody loves a muscle boy. Billy Ray was the preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, that's when Billy would take me walking. In the backyard we'd go walking, then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. He was
what?
He was
what?
Talking to me, come and tell me everything is alright. Kiss and tell me now everything is alright. Can we get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man.
He was.
Oh yes, he was.
frat boy on a dirty soccer team go into the locker room after wrestling. I was there 'cause my buddy's down. There is nothing wrong with helping a buddy out.
Yes,
I was there 'cause my buddy's down. There is nothing wrong with helping a buddy out with
soccer practice.
That's one song that really the music video is really, really good. Gay Pimp, Soccer Practice.
Ah. Soccer Practice.
Yes. It's got a cutesy little video. He's got some other songs that we can't play.
Oh, because it's full of those four-letter words?
Yeah, well, one specific one. We played a whole bunch of music because...
The one that describes the human anatomy?
No. The FCC word.
Ah.
In the middle of all those, we played two songs that were requested by one of our MBBs, Chad. Start off with Everyone Loves the Muscle Boy. And I played a whole bunch of other songs because I was getting frustrated trying to find Frustrated Housewives. And we played that one of I Know What Boys Like. And in the middle of it, I forgot to write in the Jeff Stryker song I played. I did play Jeff Stryker, didn't I?
You haven't played Pop You in the Pooper in a long time.
I've got issues with the song right now.
Uh-oh.
Considering Jimmy's condition, do I want to play a song called Pop You in the Pooper?
The answer is yes.
True. there is that part of me who's going like that. But
by the way, Chad, I like the way you think.
What?
Everybody likes a muscle boy?
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Will somebody call in and tell me if I actually did play the Jeff Krasner CD? I pulled out the CD. I know I put it in there. I think I played it. So somewhere in there was Jeff Krasner, Son of a Preacher Man.
Yes, you played that.
Okay, good. So I did. I wasn't hallucinating. My mind has just been... I've been in a weird state lately, I'll be honest with you. You know, even before the stuff with Jimmy, I've been a little off. You know.
Yeah, you played Son of a Preacher Man just before you played I Know What Boys Want.
Normally I'd be typing this in on the net and getting that list together. I'm just not in the mood right now to be fooling with HTML coding at this hour of the evening. So I'll put it up tomorrow or Monday.
HTML, you mean Hotmail?
No, HTML. The coding, it's for internet.
Hypertext media language.
Yeah, LinkNet. Because what we've been doing now is we just started 3 weeks ago when we moved to Saturdays. We created a MySpace.com website for After Hours.
How nice.
Yes, you know, we figured... I keep hearing on the news, MySpace.com is for all the perverts and deviants and predators out there, and I figured
we right at home.
Ought to fit right on.
Ought to fit right in. Yeah.
So I did that, and what I've been doing in the blog section is doing the playlist.
Okay.
And you know, I just there's a default in my nature that won't let me just put the playlist up. I put on their links to the artists' websites when I can find them.
Is that a default or a defect?
It's a both.
Defect.
It's a defective default on mine. And so I have to go in and program in this HTML code. So, you know, like to do Jeff Krasner.
If.
Rather than just typing Jeff Krasner dash son of a preacher man, it's like bracket H space H R E F, and then you know HTTP colon slash Jeff Krasner www.draftkrasner.com close bracket bracket B close bracket Jeff Krasner, and you know it's annoying, you know.
It's about that time you want to go.
It's like, I wish this wasn't just water in this bottle.
Yeah, well, if
I want to be a real part of the gay community. Where's my crystal methamphetamine?
No, please don't go there.
It's the Crystal Light Diet.
Oh.
But this is After Hours. It's 3:20 in the morning.
Yeah, and how queer is the attitude?
Not much, because you know, no one's called. No one's jingled our bells.
Yeah, and I want to know why.
Yeah, let me just do this, you know.
I'd like a little cheese with this wine, please.
I'm putting some music in the background.
Oh, God help!
I had queued this music up just in case, because of the situation we're in, that, you know. One of the things I know.
Got a bingo?
No.
I'm,
no, if... I've been in a mood lately that I get emotional very easily.
Yeah.
At some of the stupidest things.
Yeah.
And so I figured that tonight I wasn't sure how professional I was going to be able to keep it.
So you were going to express yourself.
So I wanted to have something ready that I can kill my mic and go...
Ouch.
While I took a couple of minutes.
Okay.
So.
I'm so verklempt.
Yeah. So.
Talk amongst yourselves.
I had to put a little butt boy in.
Uh-huh.
That's the artist's name. I can't help it. It's
I'd
butt
like
boy.
To find him, too.
Yeah. Buttboymusic.com. It's from up in Dallas.
Uh-huh.
Original dungeon music. Mm. And right now you're listening to The Waltz of the Imps.
Waltz of the Imps?
Yeah.
I know what an imp is. As a matter of fact, I've been accused of being an imp once or twice.
But there's pills for that.
No, I didn't say I claim to be one.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't want to touch that.
No, you usually don't.
But that's not the only problem. You're not the only one who doesn't want to touch that.
I can't help you with that. Sorry, hon.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, heartfelt sympathy.
See,
here's a
you're like everybody else.
Yeah.
Here's a lovely little story from the history books.
Uh-oh.
Which kind of goes to show how something to think of when you're hearing people sitting at the pulpits here soon talking about homosexuals.
Oh, here we go again.
This happened May 14th, the year 964.
Mm.
Pope John the 12th dies of injuries inflicted 8 days prior by a jealous husband who caught him in flagrante delicto.
Uh-oh.
With his wife.
Yeah.
The 26-year-old pontiff had received a blow to the temple. To the temple, not in the temple, okay. Causing immediate paralysis. Critics had accused John of converting the Lateran Palace into a whorehouse.
Uh-huh.
You think?
The 26-year-old Pope caught in flagrante delicto.
Okay. Let's see. Where can we go with that one?
Well, you know, there's...
Well, we know why there's all the choir boys now.
Uh-huh.
Well, actually, that's the thing. You know, at the Vatican, you know, the choir is adult. You know, the altar servers that help at the service, they're all adults. You know, I guess it was any port in a storm for him.
And, of course, you kind of wonder why they took a vow of celibacy.
Well, back at that time, it may not have had the...
They didn't.
The vow of celibacy.
Obviously, they didn't.
Well, you know, they're supposed to have a vow of celibacy nowadays, but...
Because the Pope was actually still doing it.
There was a lot of popes that were caught, you know, in various states with various persons and...
Compromising positions?
That, too.
See, that one's...
That's something I'll never understand. Why take a vow of celibacy? I thought that was the religious thing, was procreation.
Go forth and multiply.
Yeah, but I thought that's why they were against us so much.
See, I'm not sure about priests, but I know, like, with nuns, you're considered a bride of Christ.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think with priests, you're married to the church.
I always knew the church to be a fickle woman.
So... okay, here's a couple of things I want to...
You can't have it both ways, people.
You want to bet?
For our Spanish listeners out here, this is a little thing I'm going to pass along. You need to respond by Tuesday.
Uh-oh.
This is not in Spanish, so I'm going to read it in English, but they're looking for Spanish. A couple or family need it for talk show guests. The show Christina...
Yes.
Is looking for a couple or family that's willing to be guests on the internationally televised Spanish talk show. The segment will be based on the theme of the movie Brokeback Mountain.
Okay.
The selected guests will need to meet the following criteria. Currently or previously in a heterosexual relationship or marriage, preferably with children. Currently or previously in a same-sex relationship or marriage, with or without children. And be willing to discuss how these separate relationships were affected by the other. The guests will be interviewed by phone to screen to make sure they meet the show criteria. During the phone interview, which members of the couple and family who will appear, all guests will need to be determined. So,
determined to do what?
You have to be there to be during for the interview process on the phone.
Okay.
So you need to respond by Tuesday, May 16th at 4 p.m. Central Time. And the phone number for that is 713-290-8076. Or you can send an email to dpimedia@aol.com. Put the word casting in the subject line. And include name, phone number, and best time to call. Selected guests will receive hotel accommodations, round-trip airfare, per diem allowance, and transportation to the showing segment. The one thing is this. You must be able to speak Spanish. You have to be Spanish-speaking. So
yeah.
At least bilingual. You know, if you know English, you have to know Spanish.
Rules me out.
So if you know such a couple, trio, family, let them know about that. And yeah, if you need the information, send us an email at afterhours@kpft.org, and I will forward that on to you.
If somebody calls and you can tell Roy, let me know and I'll...
What do you mean, if somebody calls?
I'm still sitting here waiting for
the
phone.
The phones are not ringing.
Yeah, there's
yeah,
no...
I know, but,
of course, there's nobody sitting at the phones right now to answer either.
Well,
that's
we can
all right.
Hear.
If I see one, I'm going.
Oh, no, you're not going to see the lights on. Come on in there. We'll hear it.
Okay.
I can hear it from in here. Ah! Where was that story at?
Don't start me to lie.
There was a story that came in about a...
Trying to remember.
It was a gay poetry that was going to be put in the University of St. Thomas book.
So one of David's pieces?
No, and
or Merlin's?
No, it they removed it because of passed the first screening.
Okay.
But the final editor of it pulled it. And I'm trying to... here it is.
Story of my life. The final editor pulled it.
Just got pulled once.
Staffers at a Texas Catholic College literary magazine have ripped out an erotic gay poem said to be inserted by the rejected author. Copies of the University of St. Thomas's Laurels magazine were made available without the poem Lusting Chaos by Jonathan Ray, 21, a gay junior English and communications student, according to the Houston Chronicle. The poem addressed to a male lover does not describe any sexual acts. Yet after the magazine's poetry committee voted 3-2 in favor of publishing the poem, English professor Janet Lowry, the magazine's faculty advisor, cast the final overriding vote against it.
3-2.
3-2, and then she came in, so, you know, basically it was 3-3.
And she said power of veto.
Yeah. How U.S. and the U.N. of you.
Presidential, even.
So, let's see.
Republican, maybe?
CBS is... See, it's a Catholic university, you know. CBS is in a bit of a pickle right now.
Oh.
Yes, they are firmly in the crosshairs of...
What is it the Can't Believe site is doing these days?
Well, they are putting up... They're going to be doing public service announcements during the day.
PSAs.
PSAs. And they are, the PSAs they're playing are done by the Gay and Lesbians Against Alliance Against Defamation. GLAAD.
Okay.
The reason is their one soap opera, As the World Turns, has a gay teenager who this week is going to be telling his parents that he's gay.
Okay.
So CBS is going to be doing these PSAs to helping people. Now this... You can guess the slant of where I'm pulling this article from the beginning. CBS airing gay, pro-gay spots for free. The announcements are being run during lucrative daytime soap operas. CBS is teaming up with radical gay activist group to air public service announcements during daytime soap operas.
They're not calling GLAAD radical, are they?
Mm-hmm. Pro-family groups are asking the network to pull the spots that, unlike commercials, are carried by the network for free. The spot, backed by GLAAD, features two General Hospital actors who are on a different network, saying every day people young and old face hatred, discrimination, and even violence because they're gay. Prejudice and discrimination of any kind is wrong. They left out violence. Hello? You left out the violence part.
Oh. Yeah, well, when's the last time you were beaten?
Enjoy that. Don't even go there, Robert. You enjoy it just way too much.
We're not going to go there. Andrea Lafferty, executive director to the Traditional Values Coalition, points out that PSAs are usually not run during cash cow programs. The networks have to run these PSAs, but they usually run them at night when most people don't see them. This is nothing more than a try to promote homosexuality and the acceptance of homosexuality.
And your point is?
Okay. The people who watch soap operas are usually either A, housewives, B, unemployed. I don't watch soaps, although I have seen this lifted on a couple times. I think the guy's cute. I don't watch soaps. I'm usually sleeping until 3 p.m. I've taken the Jimmy part of, you know, sleeping till whenever I can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A page out of that book.
Yeah. So, you know.
And the pages need bent.
We talked about Barney Frank last week. So they're calling on CBS to stop airing these spots or else grant groups like hers a chance to share a differing view.
Yes.
Well, you know, it's hard to see your point of view there when your head's up your ass.
Equal airtime.
That's only for politics.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, if that's the case, then, you know, let's start seeing some of these PSAs are on, you know, get us on to Fox News and tell O'Reilly to shut up while we're talking.
That would be nice.
That would take a muzzle.
But, you know, some people still have to check out those plastic belly buttons from the inside.
Randy Thomas, membership director for Exodus International, a group that helps people leave homosexuality, says the spots ignore the truth that homosexuals can change.
They can change.
This is catering to one ideological viewpoint that we deem as damaging to young people.
Only one? Well, then we missed the mark.
Yeah, young people need to know that there are people who have same-sex attraction who do not identify as gay. Start again. Young people need to know that there are people who have same-sex attraction who don't identify as gay.
That's right. Bisexuals.
And that's very true. Can change and will change.
No and no.
Yeah. I thought about it. You know,
let's do the Shirley Temple here.
Yeah. I went to the Exodus seminar, and there was plenty of people. Some of you are in this room right now who thought I was coming back just to say goodbye, that I was going to the other side because I went into it with an open mind, which is more than I can say for the speakers.
Was that the only thing open?
Yeah, and they have a little link on their site where you can go to CBS to tell them, you know, what you think. And they go, referral to websites not produced by Focus on the Family is for informational purposes only. It does not necessarily constitute an endorsement of the site's content. Oh, CBS is going to have a pro-fag stuff, you know. It's definitely not going to be a part of your segment.
How politically correct.
And if it's just a promo for their, and if it's just a promo for their show, you know, I don't see how Focus on the Family, who should be focusing on their own darn family, and leave ours alone,
well, you know,
should have anything to say, because equal say does not fall under when come into play when they are promoting one of their upcoming segments.
Well, you know, they all still think that denial is a river in Egypt.
But, you know, I think I caught one of the episodes I was flipping through, and, you know, this character's already gone through a gay bashing. And where he had to stand up to, and I don't know, you know, whatever city they're basic that they base this town in, the way they do their court system, not their court system, but, you know, just the police interrogation, he had to stand in front of his attacker and say, yes, he beat me up.
And he beat me up for being.
Yeah. And so it was a very interesting, I mean, you know, I clicked onto that. The one bad part is, one of the things they were talking about this is the one story on AfterElton.com.
After Elton?
After Elton, and there's another one called AfterEllen.com. You know, they were talking about gay teens on there, and they talked about, you know, one General Hospital, no, I'm sorry, All My Children's character, Bianca, who played a lesbian, not exactly a teen. But, you know, they left off the original gay teen in the soap operas, which was Ryan Phillippe's character on One Life to Live. Way back when.
Well.
And he played a gay teen, and, you know, they brought in a lot of the issues of not just gay teen, but the fact he was befriended by a Catholic priest, and there's all those kind of stories, and, you know.
You know, these people took no time at all to get the Book of Daniel yanked off the air.
Yeah.
Because of the gay content.
I wish some people would learn to leave well enough alone. That one was actually a good show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it wasn't just the homosexuality part, you know. Talking to Jesus.
Oh, yes. And it portrayed the Catholics in a bad light. There was somebody other than the Catholics talking to Jesus.
Well, no. Well, it wasn't a Catholic priest.
That's what I'm saying.
It was a bishop. But, you know, the Catholics were also in a bad light because it kind of portrayed them as, you know, members of the mafia.
Yeah, yes.
I haven't forget.
La familia de Catholica.
As my old saying is, you know.
Catholica. Yeah, that's it.
I believe that, you know, organized crime and organized religion is best left to the Italians.
And where do I pick up tickets for that one? It sounds like a play on Broadway.
So, coming soon. But no, it was interesting. Some interesting things you're trying to throw up. But we're still waiting for Melvin to call. 713-526-5738. We are...
Ladies and gentlemen, help me pay the rent.
We are 20 minutes away from Goose Egg.
And you know, if
we're not talking making goal. We're talking Goose Egg, zero, nada.
Zip. Zilch.
And, you know...
Niente.
We need your pledge of support to show this station that, you know...
Need dingin'.
You know, it was a good idea putting us back on Saturdays. You know,
Because, you know, the way this looks, we might as well fold up our tents and go home.
That's it.
You know.
There's no interest?
I spent $10 in gasoline getting my happy ass down there. One of our listeners, one of the people here, probably spent $15 or $20 on gasoline getting her happy ass down here.
Yeah, that big truck does have a tendency to use a little fuel, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you know, consider where I live, too.
I want our listeners to know that at the basic membership, $32.
$35.
Or $25 for student.
Yeah.
That... When we say you become part of KPFT, it's a very real part. This fall, we have 12 of the 24 board seats that are going to be up for grabs. And when you become a member, even at the basic level, you get a say who gets to sit on that board. In fact, if you want to run for the board, you will be able to. In fact, we've had a number of board members who
started off as listeners.
We have a number of board members who came in at the $35 level. Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing, is this little socialist experiment of Pacifica that we have here, bringing democracy, that you can vote because you are a citizen of KPFT.
Mm-hmm.
That you're a part there. You know, we've got troops over in Iraq supposedly fighting for democracy. You know, they get better voting privileges than we get here in the States. You know, if you're an Iraqi who fled to the United States, you could vote in their Iraqi election here in the United States. But, you know, if you were in New Orleans, you have to return back to the swamps to vote. And this station, this network, gives you an opportunity to be a part of the process. Decide what happens.
And you don't even have to leave your home to do it.
Yeah. If you're listening to us on the internet, you know, you're already at kpft.org. You know, click back over to the front page and you can send your pledge in electronically.
Yeah. Now, I know that we've got listeners who listen through the World Wide Web from as far away as Michigan.
New York.
St. Petersburg, Russia, because I sent premiums out to there.
Missouri.
Idaho.
You know, Idaho.
Know y'all are out there. Know you're listening.
But I'm not the hoe.
Yeah, and we just, you know.
No matter how hard you try, you can't prove it.
You know, it's one of the things we need people to show.
Their support.
their support for this station. We're asking for $35. It's, what, 9 cents a day, you know. You can't even help Sally Struthers for that amount. You know, like I said, I want to see the Cocktails for KPFT campaign. We're going to do that on this show. It's Cocktails for KPFT. $60 a year. That's $5 a month. Give up one drink. Help your liver out and have one less cheap Cosmo. Or, you know,
one less martini.
One less martini per month for KPFT.
Oh, now, darling, we can't help KPFT and give up the gin at the same time.
So, you know.
Does this mean I need to give up my pina coladas?
Well, as long as it doesn't rain, you can.
Not all of them.
Just one.
Just one a month. That's all we're asking for. Yeah.
I'd have to give up one of my frozen margaritas.
Yeah.
Give up.
But I can do that.
Hey, give up a pack of cigarettes.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
That hit him. Please, like, you buy cigarettes.
That hit him right where the bell hurts, you know?
That's probably the reason why he's upset. Jimmy's not. Oh, he actually has a pack. Yeah, with Jimmy not here, you weren't able to bum one.
Which is doing his lungs a whole lot of good.
This is smoke-free radio for a change.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, that's going to make him cranky. He's been without a cigarette since at least Wednesday morning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, especially with the oxygen tubes on them, you know.
Thank God for small favors.
So. That's why I should.
And Dow Chemical.
That's why I should have told Judy. That's probably why he's so cranky. It's been so long since he's had a cigarette.
Yeah, I told Judy today, I said, Judy, this was just another attempt on Jimmy's part to get away from the pledge drive.
Well, you're the one who told her that.
Uh-huh.
No.
And he openly admits it.
Yeah. Well, I told her that, you know, because of his bowel obstruction there, it just means he's full of crap.
Oh, I also, Chris, you never miss one, do you?
I also told her, I said, here's what you need to tell Jimmy. I said, I found the perfect segue music from Hot and Bothered into After Hours. So I told her, I said, tell Jimmy we're going to play Pussy Tourette's Free Pussy, followed by Da Vinci's Notebook, Enormous Penis.
Okay, with friends like you, who needs enemas?
Chris, I'm going to send the spider that got my leg over to you.
So I thought it was a perfect song.
It certainly sounds like it.
It seemed to be a good transition music. But, you know, we do need your support. You know, we like to have fun. And, you know, I wish we had more news in the...
What do we need, people? Free high colonics? I mean, send in money.
So it's 713-526-5738. And guess what? If enough people call, then we have to shut up because we got to go answer the phone.
Uh-huh. Well, all it takes is one.
Trying to see here what news has come on, what they have here in Sovo West. Howard Dean. Lovely picture of him there from his appearance on the 700 Club.
That, you know, I'll tell you, that article's there. Politics. What can you say? If this guy is going to the religious right trying to find support, where the heck is your brain at?
Here we go. Here was a lovely story. I forgot all about this one.
Obviously not.
It's in Sovo West. I remember seeing it on the internet.
Yes.
By the way, for those of you who don't know what I'm saying here, when I say Sovo West, it's the Houston Voice. But, you know, a lot of their stories are kind of wired.
That is coming off the wire?
Coming like from Southern
AP
Voice.
AP Press?
No. Ah. Southern Voice, Sovo. We're Hovo, they're Sovo. Here is the wonderful democracy and rights that we are bringing to Iraq. Teen shot to death by Iraqi police on a gay prostitution claim.
Aha.
Human rights groups are condemning as barbaric the shooting of a 14-year-old male who allegedly slept with men, allegedly, please remember the word, allegedly slept with men for money to support his poverty-stricken family, The Independent reported on May 5th. Witnesses said the youth was shot after men in police uniforms accosted him based on the allegations. The teen's death came during a surge in homophobic killings by Iraqi state security services and religious militias. And from what I heard is, he was dragged out of his home by these, I don't know, dare I say it, death squad?
Yeah.
And
call it what it is. I mean, a spade's a spade.
No trial, no nothing. Just off of, you know, the perception that this 14-year-old boy was allegedly prostituting himself for money for his family because, of course, you know, everything's for sale there.
Oh, yes.
You know, and I guess what his problem was...
Including 14-year-old children.
Yeah, I guess what his problem is, you know, he didn't have Halliburton tattooed on his ass.
Yeah.
Well, you know, here's one of the big problems I see with our involvement out there in Iraq. We have those two factions, the Shiites and the Sunnis. The Sunnis supported Saddam Hussein. The Shiites support Iran. So either way, we lose.
It's not their supporting. It's the factions. You know, Saddam Hussein was Sunni. So he did give a little bit of preferential treatment to the Sunnis. The Shiite vein of Islam is...
The ones he gassed.
It's the ones in Iraq. No, he gassed the Kurds.
Yeah.
That was the third one.
Civil war.
Yeah.
Trying to figure it all out.
Well, no, it's not civil war. It's just, you know, there are some of these factions. But there was one... It's not that it's civil war right now, because basically all three of them who may or... I mean, they're all intermingled through marriage and that, but, you know, it doesn't matter any likes or dislikes that they have.
Right.
They all hate us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
So it doesn't matter, you know. What was the biggest thing after 9/11? Somebody said, you know, we're not black, we're not white, we're not brown, we're not yellow, we're American.
Mm-hmm.
We had a common tunnel effect to
that was the tightest,
where to bridge it.
Closest so, this country's been in a long time.
Yeah. And rather than exploit that, aspect of it. That we were one. You know, we're doing all the, you know, we bomb a country that housed terrorists, but not the country who produced them, Saudi Arabia. You know, we want to build a huge fence across the Mexican border because terrorists can come through. But those guys came in through Canada.
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah. Oh, now, let's not go eh.
But, you know, it's...
There are 25 other letters in the alphabet, you know?
Eh?
Eh?
But, you know...
But they never was able to get it past the first point.
You know, it wasn't coming across the southern border. You know?
Yeah.
They came...
They were coming from the snowy north. Yeah.
They strutted across the... You know, one guy on CNN showed one of the checkpoints for crossing the border from Canada to the United States. It's a little shack that you don't have to stop at because there's no one there saying stop. You step into it, and there's one button that has an American flag, one button that has a Canadian flag for whichever way you're passing across.
Mm-hmm.
And you push it, and a little video phone pops up, and there's a border agent who's 50 miles away.
Who says, what's the nature of your business to visit the United States?
You flash your passport in front of the camera, and you're approved. And there's no requirement that you have to stop there. It's the honor system.
Eh? What honor? I'm an honored citizen of the United States. Send me through, please.
And you're like, you know, the sheriffs in that area are like... What the hell are we supposed to do?
I can't arrest anybody.
Does anybody know what they ever did? Did they ever decide that we're going to have a passport to go visit Mexico?
Mexico. It's in place. We are now going to have a passport to get back in.
Yeah.
You don't have to have it to cross out of the United States, but to get back in... You have to prove that you're a United States citizen, and they're requesting that you have a passport to do so. It's no longer enough to have a birth certificate and a driver's license.
They didn't even require that. I remember coming across from the Nuevo Laredo.
Yeah.
And basically, this was a citizen check.
Yeah. And
what's your nationality?
What they video phone check. Then you've got somebody that looks like me, is as white as a sheet, and... I got to have a passport to get back in my own country?
I get asked all day long, you know, have you got Latino blood in you? And I'm going, no.
That's just how some of it is. My father gets accused of being, not accused, but they, you know, sometimes he's been thought as being Hispanic. He's got the thinning black hair, the darker features of, you know, this... From the, you know, we're Polish, so some of us are the blonde hair, blue eyes, that, and some of us are the darker hair, darker skin of Eastern European Slavics.
Right.
And that's just the way it is. So, you know, my dad goes through that sometimes. I don't get through it as much, but I do remember the one time I crossed the border, I was so used to trying to speak Spanish while I was in Mexico. So when the guy asked me my nationality, I went, soy americano. I'm an American.
Yeah.
And next thing I know, it's like, I'm like, oh, no.
I can't believe I just did that.
And then, yeah, it was my first time across. And then he asked, you know, did you purchase any drugs or medicines while over in Mexico? I said, no, but they offered every five steps I took. Could you step over here, please? I was like, oh, God.
Am I going to have to go through that orifice check again?
But then there was a funny thing of, you know, you have to pay taxes on alcohol when you come across. Well, the one time we came across over late, and we had booze with us, but the tax station was closed, and so we just walked across with a couple of bottles of booze. Huh? Like, if I would have known this, we'd go back and make another trip and bring back a bunch more, so we didn't have to pay the taxes on it.
We'll just wait until the tax office was closed, yeah.
It's like, you know, kind of scary when you think of all that, but...
Excuse me, let me go rent a U-Haul.
Yeah, but you may be hiring a terrorist amongst all those untaxed bottles of booze.
No.
But you know what's the scariest thing?
I simply have to bribe the guy at the border with whatever it is I'm bringing over. You know, here are a couple of fifths. Enjoy yourselves.
The scariest thing is the phone still hasn't rung.
Yeah, well, I was fixing to say, Chris, I know Conroe's out there. They're listening. That's up there where I'm from, Montgomery County, New Caney, Sealy.
And yet, look
if
at
Houston
how...
Houston can't call in and make one pledge, the outlying areas have got to be able to.
Look at how controversial we're being, you know?
Yeah.
You know, in a way, you know, we didn't cover, quote-unquote, gay issues during the first part. But you know what? We're gay, but we're American.
Yeah.
And... there's enough stuff that this government
pay my taxes.
Whether
like everybody else.
Whether it's the whether they put an R after their name or a D after their name or an IND or whatever, they're screwing us over
liberally.
Yeah, I mean this. We are getting screwed over, Brokeback style, and you know we're not even getting the full wide of spit.
And unfortunately, none of them look like Keith Ledger.
So,
ain't that the truth?
We need you to stand up, and you know, next week, you know, we'll have our gay African American segment and the poetry segment. So, we'll be a little queerer for you next week. But we need you twice as calling in as much next week as we did this week. Well, not as much as this week. I'm sorry. Even the government can't double zero and come up with a number. They'll try. But I don't. Should we go naughty?
They've also, yes.
Go naughty.
Where is it? I know it was just in here at the end.
What? What are you promising me?
It's promises,
and all of them empty. Right.
It's in this bag.
Yeah.
I think the shows after us would appreciate a song like this.
Even then?
Yeah, we're going to do it. Because, you know, we said we needed this to go out to Jimmy.
And who's coming in after us?
Laura. Laura Palooza? No, wait. Laura Palooza.
And we're not talking Lala.
No. So, we're going to go to the music that... we're dedicating this to Jimmy. And let this be from Jimmy, to Jimmy, from some doctor, hopefully, here soon. And best wishes and, you know, best of thoughts and hopes and prayers to Jimmy.
Jimmy, if you're listening, I can pull my nursing license out of mothballs for you.
So, from Jimmy's doctor to Jimmy, we hope this is the word. This is After Hours. We will be back next week. We hope you will be here with your checkbooks. Jeff Stryker says it best.
Aha.
To Jimmy with love.
Here he comes.
Let's try it again with the right number in there. This is After Hours. KPFT Houston.
Well, that's great, but you ought to try something new. Cause you got a spot in a place that's hot and it likes to be tickled too. I got a wad to drop on your loading dock, deliveries in the rear. So, buddy, let's play while the wife's away. Let me get you another beer. Let me pop you in the pooper, buddy, until I hear you squeal. If it hurts at first, that'll pass, and then you'll see how good it feels. With the doggy style, so get on your paws and turn around and kneel. Yeah, pop you in the pooper, buddy, let's see how good that feels. Ready now, I'm gonna start to plow and fertilize your field. Your farm is rich, take it all you bitch, we're gonna see what crops it yields. For a guy who's straight, man, your butt feels great, don't worry, I'll never tell. When we meet next time, maybe you'll try mine, but for now, let's hear you yell. Ow! Let me pop you in the pooper, buddy, until I hear you squeal. If it hurts at first, that'll pass, and then you'll see it's no big deal. So get on your paws and turn around and kneel. Yeah, I'll pop you in the pooper, buddy. Don't you see how good that feels?
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.